not be turned away. Here we are, just as we are. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Our reading for today is a continuation of our reading last Sunday, which is about the blessings of Jesus, or what the Christian Church calls the Beatitudes. And here now is that continuation from Matthew 5, 13 to 16. It's on page 555. Want to follow it on your Bibles. Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its saltiness, how will it become salty again? It's good for nothing except to be thrown away and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city on top of a hill cannot be hidden, and neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they put it on top of a lampstand, and it shines on all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before people, so they can see the good things you do and praise your Father who is in heaven." The Word of God addressed to us today. Amen. Let us sing hymn 634, "Will You Come and Follow Me." What happens? God must be listening to the two different groups.
There's a cloud inside the lamp to bring it inside the
So what happens when the salt loses its flavor? What happens when the light grows dim? If we're listening to our lives, which I hope we're all doing, I think there are at least two voices that are speaking to us. There's one voice that says, "I'm going to be everything that God wants me to be, and it's all good." And there's another voice that says, "I am not good enough." When a person, for instance, says that my marriage is not as it should be, but at least we're still together, it sounds to me like a person who is beginning to settle. And I'd like to describe to you how that looks like. Wanting to settle on the one hand, and wanting to stretch on the other. A person who wants to stretch will say, "What must I do to make this marriage come alive? Really come alive?" When a person says, "I don't really like my job, but at least I am employed. At least it pays the bills." It sounds to me like a person is looking for reasons to settle. A person who wants to stretch will say, "I can't allow this to happen to me. I'm going to find a job that I can really be passionate about." So what I hear Jesus telling us is that we are salt and light reminds me that I just need to stretch. I was not born to be small or just be good enough. I'm not born for smallness, but for greatness. believe, I'm sure you've been watching TV, yes? I want to believe that every athlete who is out there in Sochi for the Winter Olympics believes that they can get to the goal. They've trained hard many years to get there. Sasha, you want to say something?
Is the goal to be not afraid of the snow and the cold?
Maybe. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Okay.
That's an aside, and we wanted to have that. There's a video there that Vivian will try to put together called The Seasons of Life. We're not sure that will go, but will it go at some point? Okay, so not right now. Thanks. But that's going to talk about what you have just said. So we'll get to winter in a little while. Thank you for bringing it up. So to be salt and light is to believe that we are not born to settle, we are born to?
Fresh.
We are born to be happy and healthy and wise and people who are prospered by God with the promise of abundant life. I came that we may have life and have it in abundance. So can you imagine what our lives will be like? If from the moment we woke up in the morning, we told ourselves, today, I will excel in whatever I'm going to do. I will overcome whatever obstacles come my way. I will let go of whatever it is in the past that is holding me back. And I will move towards new things that God has in store for me. If we did that, and meant that at the beginning of every day, that is the breakfast of champions. Many of us remember a time when that fire and that energy burned brightly inside us. And we know the times when we were brave and we were strong. And we could even sing, ain't no mountain high enough. But something happened. Life got in the way. Some of us got hurt. And some of us got very hurt. And then we found that in very slowly, in little areas of our lives, we began to settle. We settled for good enough. And what God is saying, you are salt. You are light. Notice that Jesus didn't tell the disciples, you will become salt, and you will become light. No. Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. You are always and already who God wants you to be. And you know why you can walk that way? Because you are the child of the Most High God. That was the power behind this message. Do we get that? So you also hear people, now here's the other side. I'll come there in a minute. Listen to this carefully because this is what you hear. I am too old. I am tired. I am not well. I don't know enough people who can help me. I can't find a job. I don't have the money. I have no house. My children deserted me. My parents left me when I was little. I am disabled. I am down and out. I'm not very smart. I could barely make it through high school. My dear friends, what do you think will happen? If that is what we told ourselves every morning when we woke up. Go ahead, tell me. Arlene, what do you think? If you're a teacher, you know this.
I think if you're always down on yourself, you become disheartened.
So if I got down on myself every morning, do I get weaker or stronger?
I think you would want to get out of bed.
Correct, yeah. And if there was a shovel out there, I think I'd better start digging. So here is what the gospel is inviting us to do. Start believing again in greatness. Start reclaiming the pieces of ourselves that we have pushed down. It's like drawing a line in the sand and saying, that's it for me, I'm going to start over. The day will be a new day. I am not going to settle anymore. I'm going to win this. When we feel defeated and weak and lifeless, we need to remember what it means to be soft and light. That everything that we need to make it through and win and be victorious has already been given to us. We have the most powerful force in the universe breathing inside us. And that is what gives us reason to hope. That is why we can dig in and say, we're going to win. And believe it or not, that's what we're born to do. The promises that we talk about every Sunday are the little key to the victory that we're looking for. The stories that we choose to live inside define who we are as beloved of God. So we know that there are people who say, I don't think I can make it. This is as far as I'll go. I'm never going to get out of my addiction. I'm never going to get that promotion. I'm never going to get the right person to share my life with. I will forever be in debt. That's how it looks like on the surface. This is what happens when life is just being lived in the natural. And yet when you go deeper, when you visit other realms, when you're able to pray deeply, then you begin to see it in a different light. So here is how a Christian sees it. If I'm having a hard time, and would it be fair to say that all of us have a hard time nowadays? If I'm having a hard time, I know that God is already arranging the circumstances to turn things around in my favor. Because God's promise to me and to all of us is that no good thing will be withheld from anybody who believes. And this you've heard, that all things work together unto good to those who love God and follow God's purpose. But that requires a big change. It requires a big change in the way of thinking that is dominant in our culture. So how might a person change? And Gina is likely to listen to this and help us change this around. How might a person change who tells herself, I am never going to recover from this illness? What might be the stretch? That is settling, right? So what is the stretch? Once again, I am never going to recover from this illness. Wow. I didn't catch the last part. I have it. I will live today feeling better than yesterday. And I will say this each day. Wonderful. Thanks. So, the Christian will say, God is restoring me the health. I will live a long life. To borrow your words, Jim, I will be better today. Better than yesterday and the day before. I am getting stronger. I am getting healthier. I am getting better. I think that it can be very sad when people at the end of life ask themselves, and I guess you may have friends who have done this, they begin to wonder what could have happened if only I did not settle. What could I have become if I didn't give up too soon? If I stayed on and if I kept on keeping on, what would have happened to me? In my life. But there's others of us who are in a different place. What about those who say, but God has been very good to me. I have no complaints. evil do. Very soon we're going to have our annual general meeting with the congregation. I think this is the time to go from good to great. This is the time to go for the gold. The story of Israel in that Bible that we all share is our story. Here is a people whom God saved from the